We'll start with a little tidbit lesson today. How'd y'all like this lesson? It was dramatic, wasn't it? It was very dramatic. And yes, it was a great contrast for us to study. And the thing that when Jan and I were doing the podcast, and we talked about this a little bit, but it just kept coming back to me. So I want to talk about it today. And that's just this issue of power. It just left me thinking about it a lot, because in this lesson, I think you very clearly can see how power can be used for good and power can be used for not good. And Deborah used her significant power and her significant influence for God's glory and in obedience to him. And we learned that because of her, the people were living in peaceful times for 40 years. Then we have Delilah, and she used her power in a much more destructive way. So what do I mean when I say power? You know, I haven't gotten to give very many definitions this year, so I decided to look one up. The definition that rung true to me for this lesson says, power is the capacity or ability to direct or influence the behavior of others or the course of events, possession of control, authority, or influence over others. That sounds about right to me. It also sounds like it should come with a bit of a warning, something along the lines of don't let power go to your head, or beware of the possible consequences of using your power. Because the truth is, we all have power. You might not on a daily basis think I'm this really powerful person, but we all have power. We have the power over ourselves and our behavior, but we also have power over other people in our lives. And that's what I want to talk about today. And I know it's really easy to sort of be coy and pretend like we don't have any power, but that's not helpful. So I think it's more helpful to address it and be aware of it to make sure that we're using it in the right way. Because it can be a very dangerous thing if we don't pay attention to it. So I want to talk about some different kinds of power. I did a little online search. There is coercive power, and that is power that uses the fear of punishment to get what it wants, to motivate people. It can be extreme or it can be sort of normal. Think of an employer and an employee. There is the idea of punishment. You're going to lose your job if you don't do what your boss tells you to do. There is a reason sometimes for this kind of power to be used, but when it's used inappropriately, it's not good. It's brute force. It's unhealthy. And it really will destroy trust and morale. If you have someone holding something over your head all the time, it's not a good thing. Then we have reward power. And that's exactly what it sounds like. Right or wrong, we've probably all used this. I remember getting rewarded as a child for a good report card. We use it when we train animals. You know, they do something right, we give them a reward. I think it can work in the short term, but with people, it's not highly motivating. Because after a while, if they just don't want to do it, they're not going to care about the reward. It just loses its appeal. And then we have positional power, and that's the kind of authority, authority that focuses on the position rather than the person. Think, because I'm the mom, that's why. I know I've said that before. Or I'm the leader, so you must follow me. Then we have expert power, and this is based on the person and not the position. Experts are influential because they supply us with needed information or skills. They have the credentials. You hear people say, oh, yeah, they've got the credentials. They know what they're talking about. And people follow them because they know what they're doing. Now, as women, we have a kind of power that I'm going to call our feminine wiles. It's the one that no one wants to talk about. It's not politically correct. We don't want to admit that we do it, but we do. And it's especially dangerous, I think. This is when you use the attraction another person has for you to get what you want. This is the power that I suspect Delilah used in the story today on Samson. And if you look in verse 5, the leaders ask her to lure Samson. So, I mean, that tells it all. And that's a definite type of manipulation. So these are different kinds of power that are used often in destructive ways. But what about the power of the Holy Spirit? We're told we are given power by the Holy Spirit. So I want to talk about servant power. Servant power is when people follow you because they respect you. It's not because you demand respect. It's because you've earned it. People follow you because they want to follow you. They see something in you and they are drawn towards it. It's not that they're going to be punished if they don't follow you or rewarded if they do. It's not you're in charge and they're following you because you're in charge. It's because they admire you. They like you. They love you even. They respect you. They want to follow you. Servant leadership is a relationship based on personal influence, affection, esteem, and respect that encourages people to follow you freely of their own free will. Now, another kind of leader might think of himself as a boss or in control, but a servant leader is one who is there for the people, to serve the people. We see this as the kind of power that Deborah had all throughout this story. Even though she was in control, she was all about what is right for the people. It's for the good of all. Servant power is for the good of all. So who is the greatest servant leader of all time? Jesus, right. Who are we commanded to follow? Who are we commanded to live like? So we are to be servant leaders. We are to use our power from the Holy Spirit to serve others. Power is a real thing in this world. It can be used for good and it can be used for harm. I think this is a worthy exercise to pay attention to the power that you wield in your life. And just be honest about it and see if there's anything that you need to change. We all do it. I mean, power can also be nagging your husband until he does something for you. I mean, there's all kinds of things that we do. So it might feel a little bit uncomfortable. But I think it goes to motivation. And if you think of the power you are using and what your motivation is in using, I think you can pretty easily decide if you're using servant power or a different, more manipulative power. And we all need to rely on that servant power that has been given to us by the Holy Spirit, because that's the only power we will ever need. That's the power that God uses to work through us to His glory. So, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this lesson today of two dramatically different women and the lessons we can learn from both of them. We need to be more like Deborah. We know we do. And we also know that your Holy Spirit gives us the power to do that. Help us be obedient to your Holy Spirit. Help us to use the power that you place in our lives for your glory alone. And I ask this through Jesus Christ.